بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Ayatollah Khamenei elaborates on six key points of Imam Khomeini's testament. June 4, 2018. The youth must be cautious. The enemy has found out that the piety and faith of the Iranian youth will help them progress in various fields. The enemy wants to undermine this factor. The Imam issued a warning in his testament in this regard. He warned all youth, universities, and Islamic seminaries to be vigilant against the said plots. Deceiving and weakening the youth is synonymous with keeping the nation ignorant. The entire nation must feel responsible, and the officials must make sincere and determined efforts in this regard. This is a great jihad. Another pivotal point that is mentioned in the Imam's testament and speeches is the issue of confronting the global tyrants. Of course, there have always been globally domineering and threatening powers throughout history. Scientific and industrial progress, as well as modern communication means, have facilitated this domination. As a result, you can see that the Americans cover the entire world.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The USA deploys their forces all over the world under the pretext of defending their endangered interests, wherever they may be. It is as if their interests were preferable to those of the entire world and all nations. How should one react to this bullying, obstinacy, and transgression? There are two reactions. One is resistance. The other is submission. Submitting to these global bullies only encourages them to increase their aggression. Submission of nations, world politicians, and intellectuals of different communities to the threats of the global arrogant powers encourages them to step up their bullying. Thus, there remains no other option for nations than to resist. If a nation wants to rid itself of the pressure from aggressors, and today the bullying of the US, it must stand up to the US with full strength and determination. Just take a look at the behavior of the American statesmen, the US president and his cabinet members, and observe their rhetoric. Their style of speech is similar to that of psychopathic personalities. They make threats, they order assassinations, they slander, they helplessly beg for assistance.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. Guiding me.